ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 14, and Text 2. Asyapi Deva Vapusha Mat Anugrahasya Svecha mayasya natu bhuta mayasya kopi neshe mahi tvasitum tvavasitum manasantarena Sakshat Tavaiva Kim Utatma Sukhanubhutehe Asya Pideva Vapusha Matunakrahasya Svecha mayasya natu bhuta mayasya kopi. Neshe mahi tvasitum tvavasitum manasantarena. Sakshat tavaiva kim utatma sukhanubhutehe. Asya pideva vapusha matu nagrahasya Svecha mayasya natu bhuta mayasya kopi Neshe mahi tvavasitu manasantarena Sakshat tavaiva kim utatma sukhanubhutehe. Asya pideva vapusha matanugrahasya. Svecha mayasya natu bhuta mayasya kopi. Neshe mahi tvavasitu manasantarena.
Neshe mahi tvavasitu manasantarena.
Sakshat tavaiva kim utatma sukhanubhutehe. Asya of this. Api even. Deva. O Lord. Vapushaha, the body, Mat Anugrahasya, which has shown mercy to me, Svaicha Mayasya, which appears in response to the desires of your pure devotees. Na, not. Tu, on the other hand, Bhuta mayasya, a product of matter. Kaha, Brahma, Api, even. Na ishe, I am not able. Mahi, the potency. Tu, indeed. Abhasitum, to estimate. Manasa, with my mind. Antarena, which is controlled and withdrawn. Sakshat, directly. Tava, your. Eva, indeed. Kim uta, what to speak. Atma, within yourself. Sukha, of happiness. Anubhutehe, of your experience. Translation and purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. My dear Lord, neither I nor anyone else can estimate the potency of this transcendental body of yours, which has shown such mercy to me and which appears just to fulfill the desires of your pure devotees. Although my mind is completely withdrawn from material affairs, I cannot understand your personal form. How, then, could I possibly understand the happiness you experience within yourself? Purport. In Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Volume 1, Chapter 14.
Look closer to the mic.
Oh. True. The Sanskrit or the English? I can read the English again after the purport. Okay. In Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Volume 1, Chapter 14, Srila Prabhupada explains that in the present verse, Lord Brahma expressed the following prayerful sentiment. Your appearance as a cowherd child is for the benefit of the devotees, and although I have committed offenses at your lotus feet by stealing away your cows, boys and calves, I can understand that you are now showing me your mercy. That is your transcendental quality. You are very affectionate toward your devotees. Yet, in spite of your affection for me, I cannot estimate the potency of your bodily activities. It is to be understood that when I, Lord Brahma, the Supreme Personality of this universe, cannot estimate the childlike body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then what to speak of others? And if I cannot estimate the spiritual potency of your childlike body, then what can I understand about your transcendental pastimes? Therefore, as it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, anyone who can understand a little of the transcendental pastimes, appearance and disappearance of the Lord, immediately becomes eligible to enter the kingdom of God after quitting the material body. The statement is confirmed in the Vedas, and it is stated simply. By understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can overcome the chain of repeated birth and death. I, therefore, recommend that people should not try to understand you by their speculative knowledge. When Brahma disrespected the supreme status of the Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna first bewildered him by exhibiting the Lord's own transcendental power. Then, having humbled his devotee Brahma, Krishna gave him his personal audience. According to Srila Vishvamacharya Thakur, Lord Krishna's transcendental body can also function through the agency of his plenary expansions called Vishnu Tattva. As stated by Brahma himself in the Brahma Samhita 5.32, Angani yasya sakalendriya vritin manti. This verse indicates not only that the Lord can perform any bodily function with any of his limbs, but also that he can see through the eyes of his Vishnu expansion, or indeed through the eyes of any living entity, and similarly that he can hear through the ears of any Vishnu or Jiva expansions. Śrīla Viṣṇu Cakravarti Thakur points out that although the Lord can perform any function with any one of his senses, in his transcendental pastimes as Sri Krishna, he generally sees with his eyes, touches with his hands, hears with his ears, and so on. Thus, he behaves like the most beautiful and charming young cowherd boy. The Vedic knowledge expands from Lord Brahma, who is described in the first verse of Śrīmad Bhāgavatam as Adi Kavi, the primeval Vedic scholar. Yet Brahma could not understand the transcendental body of Lord Krishna because it is beyond the reach of ordinary Vedic knowledge. Among all the transcendental forms of the Lord, the two-armed form of Govinda, Krishna, is original and supreme. Thus, Lord Govinda's pastimes of stealing butter, drinking the gopis' breast milk, tending the calves, playing his flute, and playing childhood sports are extraordinary even in comparison with the activities of Lord Vishnu's expansions. So the translation: my dear Lord, neither I nor anyone else can estimate the potency of this transcendental body of yours, which has shown such mercy to me and which appears just to fulfill the desires of your pure devotees. Although my mind is completely withdrawn from material affairs, I cannot understand your personal form. How, then, could I possibly understand the happiness you experience within yourself? So here, Lord Brahma, he admits that his understanding, it's limited. Even though at some point, now he was also thinking that, well, he is the creator, he's the original person, but here we can see how he actually understood that that's not such. So, but he is humbled by Krishna, and he takes it, no, very very properly, being very humble. We see another instance, for example, when how Krishna sometimes plays these pastimes. One time, then he bewildered Mahadev as Mohini Murti, and in the Mohini Murti, then he becomes very, very attractive, and so even Mahadev was bewildered, and he was running actually not to see. But then Lord Vishnu, then he was very merciful, so he showed himself his original form, and Mahadev understood. There is one deity in South India of Mohini Murti. I think it's only one deity. From the front, when you come take darshan, then it's Vishnu. You go from behind the deity, it's a parikram, and you see it's Mohini Murti. So it's That's actually, it's a self-manifested deity. So, these pastimes do exist. Now we understand that Krishna, then he is showing that to the devotees by his extraordinary mercy. He's being very merciful, and therefore he sometimes shows various his pastimes. Sometimes the devotees being humbled. Sometimes, but even that is done for just to show the grace of the devotees, the greatness. So, now, the point being that Krishna is the absolute supreme personality of Godhead. He is the summum bonum. He is everything. But above all, then he likes to have some interactions, some relationships with his devotees. So now, every jiva then can develop the relationship. Actually, now that's the intrinsic nature of the jiva, to be serving the Lord, to have a relationship with the Lord. But then, problem being that we had forgotten that. So to be able to re-establish the real understanding of who we are, the real relationship with the Lord, so then we need to little work for it. Then we have, our heart is dirty, right? Anarthas. From anarthas desires come. So we want so many nonsensical things. Now, because of that, we are attached to the material nature. We think that we can enjoy it here, now, whatever it is. But we are misusing our attachment. Because we can have only one attachment. We can decide whether we want to be attached to material world, then we cannot be attached to Krishna. So, it has to come from within us. It has to come the desire. We have to desire, I don't want this attachment here. I want actually to be attached to Krishna. In the beginning, then difficulties are there because the mind is very powerful. It controls us. And we are trying whatever we can. Actually, in the beginning, we don't even try. We just go with it. Mind is giving us some ideas we don't even think about. We just immediately do it. Because as I feel, then it should be done. Now, the problem with this is that everybody feels differently and that the world becomes chaos. Because everybody wants something different than the other. And that depends on the level of consciousness of the person. Right? So, to realize who we are, to realize that we are jiva, we are the spirit soul, we are part and parcel of the Lord. Then, somehow, then we need to purify ourselves and we need to develop the desire. Just purification is not enough. So, Srila Prabhupada, He gave us perfect solution for this. He gave us to follow the process of Vaidyasarana Bhakti. Which leads us to, okay, it's the purification. But, no, with the purification, what do? We have to then endeavor, we said, develop the desire. The desire, it develops in the association, community, society of the devotees, where everybody is trying to work for the same goal. We all try to please Krishna. That's our goal. Now, everybody may have different nature, and everybody may have different desire how to please Krishna. Somebody is a pujari, right? So then they worship deities. Then everybody else comes and sing in the kirtan for the devotee, for the deities. One leads, everybody follows. Everybody performs devotional activities that way. Somebody may cook for the Lord. So various activities, and not through those activities, then we get purified. But as through the association only, then we need to develop the utsaha. Means enthusiasm in performing these activities. And what are these activities? What should we do? Then associating with the devotees with proper attitude. So Rupa Goswami, he gives us the way. Daráte pratigrihnáti, guhyam akti pichati, bhungte bojayate. So, relating, associating with devotees, developing relationship, loving relationship, as Śrīla Prabhupāda translates, among the devotees. So that's the key to then develop desires. Develop the desire. Wow, yeah, that's so nice to be among the devotees. That's so nice, not to chant the holy name with the devotees, to be in the kirtan, to do activities together, go for Harinam, book distribution. It's something which purifies the heart, but at the same time, it's very pleasing, going parikrama, right? We are in Vrindavan, the most holy place of Krishna. So every moment here, cannot even express how auspicious is to be in Vrindavan. But sometimes we may forget. We may become too familiar. And we may start to think or to act, even in Vrindavan, on like more mundane platform. And that's not good. So, to be able to progress, then we need to endeavor to develop the community of the devotees, so then everything becomes very favorable for the advancement of each member. Srila Prabhupada did that. He endeavored to develop many temples so the devotees have a place to associate. He wrote transcendental purports, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, and other books. So then we can have an understanding through Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, Then what needs to be performed? What should we do? Now, to do that, then now we need to understand that there are certain qualities we should endeavor to develop. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he gives us very clear instruction. Trinadapi sinechana, tararapi sahishana, amanina, manadena, and then kirtaniya sadahari. So this is a very, very important instruction. Because to realize the transcendental aspect of the Lord, or transcendental form of the Lord, or say the Lord, then by the Shastra they are described four aspects: the name, the form, the qualities, and the pastimes. So now our endeavor, as per instruction of Srila Prabhupada, then is to chant the holy name whenever we can. And when chanted, then Lord Krishna is with us. We see the example which was given in Bhagavatam, when Narada Muni, then he, small boy, and he got association of Mahabhagavatas. His mother left her body. He was alone, but he was very confident because he felt presence. He felt empowered by the Lord. So, not being attached to anything, he just went to the forest and he tried meditation. So he sat down, he meditated on the Lord, and the Lord appeared to him. And then he was very happy, and the Lord was very calming, and everything looked perfect. Then the Lord, he disappeared. And after some time, then Narada Muni again wanted to see the Lord. So again went, did the same thing. Meditation with the same concentration and nothing. Then he got scared. He was afraid. What did I do wrong? What happened? Where is my Lord? I cannot be without him. And at the time, the Lord, he appeared as a voice. And he simply said, in this lifetime, you will not see me again. So he was very scared. But the Lord continued. He said, whenever you chant my names, I will be with you. So Narada Muni, very happy, started chanting the Lord's names. And since then, he is never separated from the Lord. So he had realized that the Lord and his name are not different. That's a very important realization, which comes by the devotee's surrender. So we are trying to develop the surrender and the desire to realize that. But with the desire, like Lord Brahma, he says, well, we should not try to use our speculative knowledge to get that. That will not help. Rather, then we should develop the surrender and the desire to understand what can I do? How can I serve the Lord? Then the original state of the jiva will be re-established. Because right now, the conditioned jiva as such, then we are covered by the ahankar. Ahankar is nothing, just the covering which makes us not understand who we are. The false ego. And the false ego can be easily removed by even one chanting of the holy name. But we don't want that. We say we want, but we still have attachments. Once in Ramanujacharya, in Melkote, he was eating some prasad, and few of the crumbles of the prasad fell into the water. Now, in the water, no, there are fish. The fish see something to eat and immediately just go for it and now eat it. The fish ate the crumbles, and then the fish changed into the forehand form and went to Vaikuntha. And everybody saw it. The disciples who were there with him, they saw. They go, what is this? And they were, because for them Vaikuntha is the goal. So, how is it possible? How is it possible that the fish, who is the low creatures? Who are they? No? Now somewhere at the low level of the evolutionary evolution. Okay. Evolution chain. Okay, great. Thank you. And just one crumble, and they are going to Vaikuntha. And what about me? I am eating Mahaprasadam every day here, right? And tons of Mahaprasad. But I'm here. Why? See, the answer is just, it's simple. Attachment. We maintain our attachments, and because of that, we are unable to get attached to Krishna. It's as simple. That's why, because the jiva, what jiva can do? The jiva inside the heart has nothing under control. The body doesn't belong to the jiva. The energies don't belong to the jiva. No, nothing here belongs to the jiva. Everything is controlled by the Lord. Everything is controlled by Paramatma. So the jiva can only desire. Like, I want to say something. So I desire, and Paramatma makes it happen. I want to raise my hand. I desire, but it's not my hand. The vocal cord is also not mine. I don't have it control underneath, over it. It's Paramatma. But I desire, and Paramatma makes it immediately happen. It's like perfect virtual reality, right? You think of something and just it happens, no? But because it's so quick, it's so perfect that I feel I'm doing it. So, whatever desires we have, then the Lord, whenever, however, He fulfills them. When it's sanctioned by the Paramatma, it can be done, then it's fulfilled. So fine. So what desires do we have? eating, sleeping, mating, defending? Or do we have more elevated desires, the transcendental desires? That depends on us. So, if we have the transcendental desires, Krishna can immediately help us. He is there waiting for us. But as long as we maintain the desires for the material, then Krishna, he is our friend, he is best friend, he is Bhakta Vatsala. He wants the best for us. So you want to play a little bit here in the material world, okay, do it. It's all right. I have time. I have no problem. Like a father, he may let his son play on the sand. And the son, he may get so engrossed in the play that he forgets about his father. But the father is not upset. He's happy seeing, you know, how his son is playing. And when the boy, he becomes tired or hungry, he comes back to the father. And he said, "Father, I am hungry. I would like to go home." And what does the father do? No. The whole time you didn't think about me. So now take care of yourself. No, he is waiting. Please come. Let's go. I'm so happy that you were playing so nicely today. So you are happy. I am happy. Let's go home. You can eat. You can rest. So it's like that. Krishna is waiting for us to get tired, to get hungry. But until then, Krishna has time. He is the time, right? So he has no problem with that. He's just, no, we are just playing here on the sand pit and then now thinking that I am this, I am that, I am doing this. So when we get tired, Krishna will help. So Krishna can help when we work on the detachment. But for example, what about the fish? Was the fish transcendental? How did the fish get the liberation such a way? The fish wasn't, no, elevated transcendentally, but they were not attached. So they had no attachment. And then because of that, even the crumble of the Mahaprasad immediately acted. It develops. So our endeavor should be at least minimize and get rid of attachments here in the material world. And sometimes they can be very subtle. Sometimes they can be very, very great obstacles. Another example of how attachments can be very detrimental. We see in the case of Tukaram Maharaj. He was going to go to Vaikuntha. Then there was a Vimana sitting on a tree. And everybody saw, all the villagers come together, you know, to see Tukaram Maharaj then leaving for Vaikuntha. The Vishnudutas were there. They were already, no, inviting him into the Vimana. Then Tukaram Maharaj, he was just about to board them. And he said, "Wait. I have promised to few of my friends that when I go to Vaikuntha, I will take them with me. Can I do that?" He asked the Vishnudutas. Vishnudutas, "Please go bring your friends." So then he goes, and he is asking, he goes to the first one. He says, "My dear friend, please, time to go. You see, the Vimana is here. All you need to do, please come with me. We go into the Vimana and we can leave this material world." And his friend said, "Oh, that's so wonderful. I'm so happy for you. But you see, I have a sick daughter. And if I don't take care, who will? How can I go? All right. So he goes to the next friend. Please, my dear friend, let's go now. That's very great. No. I would love to go with you. But you see, the crop season is coming. If I don't harvest the crops, my family will starve. How can I go? So like that, he had 4 or 5 friends. Nobody agreed to go. Simply because of their attachment. And we are not talking something abstract. You see the vimana. Somebody is coming to you, and please come. Just all you need to do, just few steps there. That's it. But it didn't happen. So it's very, very, very dangerous. We may think everything is fine. But if Krishna Balaram, come with me now. Okay, can I make a phone call first? No? Or can I, no, just go on Facebook and then just show how I'm going or no? Can we drop everything this moment? Or is there something still? Just a minute, just a second. Okay, too late, sorry. Can we drop our attachments? It's not as simple as it looks. But that's exactly what we need to do. Because when the time of death comes, it's a moment. It's a split of second. What are we going to be thinking about? No, not yet, please, no. I still, no. I didn't lock my car, no. We may come up with some very foolish ideas. But if we are endeavoring to perform service, we are endeavoring to please Krishna, please Guru, then all these ideas will not be there at that time. Our Guru will help us. Krishna will help because of our endeavors. But so to do that, ideal way how we can get rid of attachments, it's to have a proper association of the devotees. That's why communities are so important. And Srila Prabhupada, he knew that. That's what he established. And to have proper community, then what we need to work on, we need to work on the qualities of the foremost quality which must be developed in the society is respect. We need to learn to respect each other. We need to learn that brahmacharis respect grihasthas, grihasthas respect brahmacharis. Now over here we see in India it's not that much problem. But when I was traveling, seeing different temples, the quality of respect, it's not always very prominent. And if we cannot have respect, we cannot have proper association. We have to learn to respect, and not just the devotees, we have to also respect the people who come. They are also devotees, they are coming to the dham. We have to learn also to respect the dog, the cat. But the matter how we show respect to the living entities varies according to who they are. So if it's somebody senior, yes, so then we by service or paying obeisances, that's one way. Somebody who is junior, then we are giving association. Somebody who is equal, then it's on the friendship. Somebody who is on the low level, like the dogs, the cats, mosquitoes. We still can have respect for them. But not that can you invite your dog into the bed, okay, please sleep here, no, no, everything is fine, no, you are elevated soul, monkey, right, no. Please, monkey, come, take my clothes, no. don't have to do that. But there is a way how we can respect every living entity. And that's through prasad. And even if you don't have prasad with you, you can always chant the holy name for the living entity. So when you see, no, see mosquitoes flying, and you can just chant the holy name, and they benefit. They get the opportunity. Actually, if when they get the holy name, and okay, I'm not talking about Vrindavan, because that's a very special place, that's a different. But anywhere in the world, just by getting some prasad or getting to hear the holy name, they get the opportunity to get next lifetime as a human form. That's something which it's very, very great. There was one man, and he was having some difficulties. So he didn't know what to do with it. So he went to a psychologist. The psychologist was a lady. And now she was also into regressions. He said, okay, you have some psychological problems, okay, let's do some regressions. Then they went through it, and so she puts him into the hypnotic trance, and then he's capable of seeing kind of like what happened before he got born. So then, now, as he is in that hypnotic sleep, doing the regression. Now, so she asks him, okay, so now where are you? I don't know where I am, but I see everything is very small. Actually, yeah, I'm flying. So, oh, what? Okay, so stop. Few times more. That is, okay, so then he figured out actually that he was a bug, no, some beetle, or some fly, and just flying around. And then, okay, so, and then what? So then, what happened? How did you die? I don't remember. Okay, let's go through it. So he sees some window, he flies into it, he sits somewhere, dark. He's finished. Okay, let's go through it again. So then, now he sees like some building, some window. He goes, sees something, there is something to eat. Okay, he sits on it. Dead. Now, okay, so can you describe the building? He said, yeah, it's some kind of like a building. It's a little bit pointed. No, there is some wheel on top. No. Okay, and then, no, what? No, I'm flying. There is something to eat. No. So, but somebody's standing there. No, but okay, he sits there and suddenly finished. So they didn't know, what is this? But no, I think the lady, then no, she read some books of the devotees. So then she went to the devotees and said, what is this? No, what he's describing, that's a Vishnu temple. So what happened to the guy that he as a fly or a bug, he went into the temple for the offering, he sat down, and there was some pujari, probably whacked him or something, and he was finished. But he was able to take the prasadam. So then, because of that, the next lifetime, he became human. And the lady actually said, I did many, many regressions, hundreds of regressions, but never I had somebody who was not human before. So it works. And after that, not the lady and also the man, they become devotees. So it's great. Anybody can develop. Just let's work on respect, and that will help us very much to develop the desire for the proper association, and so we can also come to the realization who we are, who is Krishna, and what is our relationship. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Vishwan Chakravarti Thakur in Madhura Karambini, then he is describing about anarthas. Anarthas, the seeds of desires. Those seeds, they are inactive and we don't know about them. But when you put seed into the soil and you put some water, it starts sprouting. So when the anartha comes in the proper environment, it starts sprouting. Like we see children, we call children innocent. In a sense, they are innocent, but the heart is full of anarthas too. But it's not their time yet. Therefore, they are not sprouting. So the children have the innocent, ignorant, actually. But as soon as the puberty starts, so then the proper environment develops, the proper soil, proper watering, then it starts sprouting. So it's the anarthas which should be our focus. I mean, they are our problem, actually. Because according to the anarthas in the heart, then we act even against our will. We don't want to do that. I know it's not good, but I must. Like, you see, when a person is addicted to drinking or to smoking or to drugs, the person knows it's bad for him. When he is clean, then he knows how bad and he doesn't want to do it. But an opportunity comes, he gets into it. No. He is not having it under control. So now, for us to be able to develop that control, then we should develop not attachment for the anarthas. It's not easy, but again, just through association, we can see that some activities, they are so nice. I like to do the devotees. So through the association, through chanting of the holy name, then we are developing the not attachment is enough. If we immediately can, by Krishna's mercy, devotees' mercy, develop attachment for the Lord, okay, we are happy, that's the best. But as long as we cannot do it, because we are still having some attachments, then at least just, okay, whatever comes, then take it, use it, some enjoyment. Just don't go for over-endeavor. Because that develops more and more attachment. So we are trying to now realize that association within the devotees, it's the best we can have. That's why the respect. So if we maintain that and we start working or not expecting for ourselves too much, so then amanina manadena, then become humble and tolerant, becomes much easier. And then we can, in the association of devotees, chant the pure holy name. The anarthas will disappear. So like Vishwamachakravarti Thakur, he describes there are the four kinds of anarthas. One is from pious activities, sinful activities, one from devotional service, and one from namaparat. Then he describes that from the sinful and pious activities, the anarthas, they don't have to do much. Just do devotional service, they will disappear. It's easy to take care of. The anarthas coming from devotional activities means seva parat. What can you do? You have done. Don't be mental about it. Just do more devotional service. They will be taken care of. So three kinds of anarthas, they will be completely purified from within the heart as you progress in devotional service. No problem. The real problem are namaparat. Namaparat creates anarthas which are so deep that these anarthas get only completely purified at the time of prema. Those are the ones which you should be really afraid of. So therefore, first of all, don't commit namaparat. Be afraid of coming namaparat. Be afraid of coming vaishnavaparat. Because every moment we go, there is some anartha, it's getting stronger. So we should really avoid it. And that's why the respect. If you respect somebody, it's very difficult to commit offense towards. So with respect, we can have the proper relationships and not committing namaparat and avoiding that, then our anarthas can get purified very quickly just by the performance of devotional service, chanting of the holy name. Yes? Okay. Maybe one more if there is, or...
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you very much for a very nice, wonderful lecture. Please, can you tell me about if somebody has very great attachment to his personal duties? Personal duties, not duties in the temple, but personal duties. I kept them for a long time, such years. I became so attached, so now I am worried. If I can leave my body, we will take care of them.
Don't be worried. Okay, be attached to your deities. Be attached to the deities in the temple. It's the same person. He is Krishna, just a different form. So we should not discriminate. Okay, this one, no, this is only the form of Krishna which I love, and everybody else is just nobody to me. No, it's Krishna, different pastimes, different ways how he manifests, different moods. So we have to learn to respect that. We have to learn to acknowledge it's Krishna. So now he is in this form. The attachment should be to the form too. No? But yes, okay, we may have some preference, but we cannot say that I'm attached to this, but I'm not attached to any other. It's a Krishna's form. It's Krishna himself, just in different mood. So we have to develop the attachment consistently for Krishna.
Why Srila Prabhupada again and again was insisting not to have personal duties, only because of living very far from the temple? He was saying, okay, they can get...
Well, if you have so many personal deities, then no... Maybe the devotees will not be willing to come to the temple. No, there is no need to come to the temple. But then the temple is the place of association. So that's why, no, just don't focus on your personal deities. Just come to the temple and do all the worship and all the meditation and everything you want to do for Krishna here. So, and then you can get also the association of devotees. Otherwise, okay, I have personal deities, I can do everything at home, I don't have to go to the temple at all. And that's not what Srila Prabhupada wanted.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Jai Granta Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.